The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you, May the 4th be with you. LeaderDog.org has a virtual summer camp coming out. ACB.org has a book review by Hannah Fairbairn. Amazon is hiring blind and visually impaired folks. APH.org is hosting a virtual Excel camp. NOPBC has alerted people to the existence of a Facebook group called Club Vibes, where adults with visual impairments mentor teenagers and youngsters. Cool Blind Tech has three articles about Apple. So let's get started. From LeaderDog.org, presented by AAA, the Auto Club Group. June 21st through 25th, 2021. Application deadline, May 17th. Teens 14 to 17 years old in the U.S. and Canada can expect an awesome lineup of virtual activities. Just like our traditional camp, we will be exploring mobility options like guide dog travel, building leadership skills, and developing relationships with peers. Zoom will be used as our conferencing platform for 2 one-hour virtual sessions each day at 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Teens can look forward to a Q&A session with a guide dog mobility instructor, a game session, and lots more. Presenters will include orientation and mobility instructors, guide dog mobility instructors, and some special surprise guests as well. From ACB.org, a book review, My Heart is Not Blind, by Hannah Fairbairn. This is an important book, a remarkable book. The introduction offers the best summing up of blindness that I can remember. Both negative and positive aspects are described with interest and insight, though Michael Nye is a photographer, a visual artist. The introduction talks about the profound difference between growing up with shame and no support, compared with encouragement and the expectation of education and independence. Blindness memoirs are so often written by those who were encouraged at home. It also points out the multitude of ways someone can lose sight and the ugly and damaging uses of the word blind to denote unaware or stupid. Michael Nye goes on to say that blindness causes structural brain changes. The brain reorganizes itself to favor non-visual thinking. We all know this, but how often is it stated outside the world of blind education? Michael says this project began with a desire to have conversations about the nature of awareness and the complexity of perception. Perception is deeper than we can imagine and more mysterious. The introduction quotes from some of the profiles, such as Dean Georgiev. Many sighted people think blindness means the world is over. No, it's not over. You haven't lived with it. You haven't discovered it. Marty Hawthorne spoke emphatically about being fully present in my life. I wouldn't describe seeing as being a better sense than any of the others. People ignore their other senses. So much is missed, and it prevents someone from going deeper. In an email, Michael said something we all know but don't talk about much. Our other senses have their own wisdom, separate from sight. Our eyes miss so much. Hearing does not improve. What changes is the ability to extract more meaning from sounds. What becomes more sensitive is awareness from a cultivation of attention. I heard many examples of heightened perspectives and heightened abilities as a result of non-visual adaptations. He took nearly 7 years to record long interviews with visually impaired and blind people. Each interview, really an extended conversation, took place over 2 or 3 days. The interviewees, ranging in age from 11 to 90, are sometimes not much interested in sight. Many of them discover deeper ways to experience life. Their conversations are philosophical and positive. His conclusions are radical. His introduction dwells on what our sight-dominated society misses in the perceptions that blind people often develop. He is no Pollyanna. There are haunting descriptions of abuse, but each of his subjects has carved out a satisfying life. Michael states that among the disregarded groups he has studied and documented over many years, teenage mothers, people living with long-term hunger, and those on the edge of mental imbalance, blind people and those with low vision are the least understood by society. Most people who see cannot imagine blindness. They are not interested enough to find out. They are too scared. It's lack of imagination. It's almost criminal. My Heart is Not Blind, On Blindness and Perception, by Michael Nye, NYE, is available from NLS, DB92924, as well as from Bookshare and in Braille. The print edition contains photographs of each person profiled. Amazon to make more employment opportunities available to the blind. Agreement with National Federation of the Blind to make jobs at Amazon Fulfillment Centers accessible to blind workers. Posted Thursday, March 25, 2021. Dateline Baltimore, Maryland. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, America's civil rights and membership organization of the blind, has reached an agreement with Amazon.com to expand employment opportunities for blind people at Amazon's order fulfillment centers. This agreement arose from complaints to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by five blind individuals who were hired at Amazon fulfillment centers but alleged they were not accommodated to do their jobs. As part of the agreement, Amazon has reinstated four blind individuals who had been terminated but who still wanted to work at its fulfillment centers, with their start dates backdated to their original hire dates. The agreement also provides that beginning in July 2021 and continuing through 2022, Amazon will roll out accessible technology and accommodations to make fulfillment center job paths accessible for blind employees. Amazon will consult with internal and external experts to determine what technology and accommodations are needed to make those job paths accessible for blind employees. Amazon will also work with the NFB to identify accessibility solutions and innovations for blind employees, including by providing a tour of a fulfillment center to allow the NFB's representatives to observe different types of job paths. Amazon will develop and, beginning in or around October 2021, provide online training to the hiring, human resources, operations, and safety management in all of its fulfillment centers regarding best practices on providing reasonable accommodations to blind employees. Amazon will work with the NFB and other interested organizations to plan and conduct outreach to the blind community to provide details of Amazon's accommodations processes, and the new accessible technologies to assist blind employees in performing fulfillment center jobs. We are pleased that Amazon is committing to the steps needed to make employment opportunities at its fulfillment centers accessible to current and future blind workers, said Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. By using accessible technology and engaging blind employees in an interactive process, there's no reason Amazon cannot ensure that these demanding jobs can be performed by blind people. We hope to continue our work with Amazon so that the company becomes a leading 21st century employer of the blind. About the National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind, headquartered in Baltimore, defends the rights of blind people of all ages and provides information and support to families with blind children, older Americans who are losing vision, and more. Founded in 1940, the NFB is the premier membership and advocacy organization of blind Americans with affiliates, chapters, and divisions in the 50 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. We believe in the hopes and dreams of blind people and work together to transform them into reality. Learn more about our many programs and initiatives at nfb.org. Signed, Director of Public Relations, National Federation of the Blind. From aph.org, the Virtual Excel Camp, EXCEL. We are preparing for summer. So much has happened, and the Virtual Excel Academy held 84 expanded core curriculum lessons during the school year to help supplement our students across the United States, as well as to provide vision professionals ideas and give pre-service teachers an opportunity to see instruction in action. The American Printing House for the Blind, APH, is now preparing to offer the Virtual Excel Camp from mid-June through mid-August. The Virtual Excel Camp camp will include a live hour at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and is free to all registrants. Our target audience will continue to be students with vision loss. Also included are 5 at-home extension activities for the camp theme and with the camp supplies that will be sent to the student. The virtual Excel camp will be separated by age groups. We will continue to record these sessions so all have the opportunity to learn. Please register your students with their needs and levels in mind. A grant from the Hearst Foundation is providing students from the United States of America an APH product that will be used during camp, so we need registrations completed early. For students to receive items in time for camp, they must have registered for their session at least 4 weeks prior to the camp start date. Those that register after that date are still welcome to attend. We would suggest working with your teacher of students with visual impairments to procure the product for use during camp, as all items are available through federal quota. Student registration. Parents, please register your student for one camp that matches their needs. As parents, you know that they would be more appropriately placed with an age level identified. If you are unsure, we suggest reaching out to your teacher of students with visual impairments. And remember, each student must be registered separately and must meet the definition of blindness in your state. Week, June 21 to 25, Art Camp, ages 4 to 6. Week of June 29 to July 2, Mystery Camp, ages 7 to 10. Week of July 12 to 16, STEM Camp, ages 11 to 13. Week of July 12 to 16, STEM Camp, 11 to 13. Week of July 19 to 23, Career Camp, 12 to 22 years old. Week of July 26 to 30, Space Sensory Camp, pre-symbolic learners. Week of August 3 to 6, STEM Spanish Camp, link to be provided soon, different ages on different days. Virtual Excel Camp Instructors. Thank you to all the instructors who completed the form for the Virtual Excel Camp. We are reaching out to all instructors and will update our instructors list soon. Observation. We know that many educational professionals, as well as college students preparing to enter the field, have been participating in the webinars to observe teachers and students at work. You may register for the camps you wish to observe. Remember, you are able to watch and listen, but please stay in the background, just as if you were in a physical classroom. Virtual Excel Academy. Did you miss our Virtual Excel Academy lessons this spring? It's not too late to join in the fun. You can view recordings of all our offerings on our Virtual Excel Academy YouTube page. Posted Monday on the NOPBC Facebook group, Liza Dunn Rutherford shared, "Hello all. Just dropping in to recommend a Facebook group that my blind daughter and I have been a part of for several years. It's a local group of blind adults mentoring blind teens, but they are reaching outside of our area in this virtual world to teens and young adults with visual impairments. They post accessibility resources, tech tips, fitness options, recipes, organization and decoration ideas, job, college interview coaching, lots of great stuff. Here's the link if any of you have a teen or young adult in your world who would be interested. If parents would like to join on behalf of a younger child who doesn't do social media yet, that's fine too. I think there are 3 questions to answer in order to put in a join request. Vibes has been a wonderful resource for my high schooler in all kinds of areas. Public speaking, leadership, hiking, biking, finding accessible financial and banking options, internships, interview skills, cooking, socialization, shopping, and she's made lifelong friends among this group. A great group of folks. The link brings up a photo of the Club Vibes group before or after a tandem bike ride. They are all wearing helmets and matching lime green and turquoise biking gear and smiling for the camera. The link is https://www.facebook.com/groups/clubvibesgroup/query ref=share. The first Apple post coming up on coolblindtech.com, security alert, Apple's AirDrop has a data leakage vulnerability. Posted April 26th, Apple's AirDrop can be an incredibly useful utility, but it is possible that you could be sending more than you bargained for, as researchers have found that an attacker could glean the phone number and email of AirDrop users. The researchers reported this privacy issue in 2019, but a reported 1.5 billion users are still vulnerable, as Apple has seemingly done nothing. Earlier this week, researchers at the Technical University of Darmstadt published a blog outlining their findings about AirDrop. To preface, AirDrop allows users to share files with address book contacts. To verify that someone is in an address book, AirDrop uses a mutual authentication mechanism to compare a user's phone number and email with entries in the other user's address book. As it turns out, an attacker can gain information just by having a Wi-Fi-capable device and physical proximity to a target that initiates the discovery process by opening the sharing pane on an iOS or macOS device. This issue stems from how the authentication hashes the phone number and email sent over the air, which can be brute-forced. In 2019, the researchers who found this problem informed Apple, but they are now reporting that Apple has not acknowledged the problem, nor indicated that they are working on a solution. Therefore, nearly 1.5 billion Apple device users around the world could be vulnerable to personal data leakage. Until Apple issues a proper fix, the workaround is to disable AirDrop entirely if you are concerned. Second post. Apple introduces AirTag with accessibility features. The new AirTag tracking tiles that Apple unveiled comes as the iPhone maker is showing a growing interest in helping you track items outside of Apple devices. Apple began this month allowing its Find My app to locate lost items made by third-party companies. Now that the Apple tracking tag has arrived, here's everything you need to know about the AirTag, including how it works, accessories, and how to buy AirTags. What is an AirTag? The AirTag works similarly to the tile tag in that you can clip one of the small devices onto keys, a bag, or whatever using a separate keychain. The tag can be used without the keychain as well as slipped into a wallet or bag. The AirTag can be paired with items like your iPhone, and it works with the Find My app. The AirTag is a small, lightweight stainless steel disc with the Apple logo on one side. You can personalize the other side with a free engraving. Each round AirTag is IP67 water and dust resistant with a removable cover designed to make it easy to change the CR2032 battery, which promises a year's worth of battery life with everyday use. How does the AirTag work? AirTag features the same setup experience as AirPods. Just bring the AirTag close to your iPhone and it will connect. Users can assign AirTag to an item and name it with the default, like keys or jacket, or provide a custom name of their choosing. After you set up the AirTag, here's how. A process Apple says works the same as pairing AirPods. It'll appear in the New Items tab of the Find My app. You can name your items as well with suggestions from the app or names of your own. From there, you can see the item's last known location if you've attached an AirTag to it. If the item is within Bluetooth range, you can use the Find My app to signal the AirTag's built-in speaker to play a sound. AirTags also have Siri support, so your iOS assistant can help you locate the lost item. The tags and the Find My app take advantage of Apple's U1 chip with ultra-wideband technology to use precision finding, a feature that relies on camera input, ARKit, accelerometer, and gyroscope to guide you to your AirTag using sound and haptic and visual feedback. With the Find My app, you'll get helpful notes like how many feet away your AirTag is and in what direction. AirTag includes support for the accessibility features built into iOS. Precision finding using VoiceOver, for example, can direct users who are blind or low vision to AirTag with directions like AirTag is 9 feet away on your left. If you're out of Bluetooth range, you can put your AirTag into lost mode and get a notification when it's within range of the Find My network. If someone else finds your AirTag, he or she can use an iPhone or NFC-capable device to view your contact number if you've listed it. Do AirTags keep my information private? During its AirTag announcement, Apple touched on privacy. The company said people can participate in the Find My network without having to share their location with anyone, including Apple. AirTags don't store any location data or history, and communication history through the Find My app is end-to-end encrypted, according to Apple. What can I get engraved on my AirTag? Apple will engrave one side of your AirTag for free after you purchase. When you reach the order screen, you can use the letters of the alphabet, numbers 0 through 50, and any of 31 different emojis. Because the tag is small, you can choose up to 4 characters to engrave on the back. As you choose your emojis, letters, and numbers, you'll see a preview of what the tag will look like engraved. What do I need to use AirTags? AirTags will need a device running iOS 14.5 or later. Users will also need an Apple ID to sign in to their iCloud account. Here are the compatible devices. iPhone SE 6S or later, iPhone Touch 7th generation or later, iPad Pro 5th generation or later, iPad Air 2 or later, iPad Mini 4. How much do AirTags cost and when can I get one? Pre-orders for AirTags opened up on April 23rd. General sale of the tags begins April 30 and costs $29 per tag, or $99 for a 4-pack, $39 or $129 in Canada. From apple.com/CA. In the Apple Store app at the Apple Store locations and through Apple authorized resellers and select carriers, prices may vary. And although it's not required, you can more easily attach AirTags to your items with the keychain accessory. What accessories are available for AirTags? AirTags don't attach to anything straight out of the box, so you'll need to find a way to attach the devices to your items. Several third-party manufacturers like Belkin, ESR, Nomad, and Hermes are selling accessories such as keychains, eyeglasses straps, and hard shell mounts that will hold your AirTag. Posted April 12th, guide dogs could soon be replaced by robots. A four-legged robotic guide dog system that can safely lead blind people around obstacles and through narrow passages has been developed by U.S. researchers. To save on the time and effort required to train a guide dog, scientists have come up with a novel idea and created a robotic alternative. The robot was designed and programmed by lead researcher and roboticist Zhongyu Li and his colleagues at the University of California, Berkeley. What is the robot called? They named the robot's design a mini cheetah. It is powered by a laser ranging system to map out its surroundings and a camera to track the human it is guiding. Equipped with a leash, it provides better lead around tight turns similar to any canine. It weighs 25 kilograms, 55 pounds, or 30 kilograms, 66 pounds, when you include the robotic arm. It is all electric and can go for about 90 minutes on a charge, depending on what it is doing. It has a variety of sensors, including depth cameras, a solid-state gyro, IMU, and proprioception sensors in the limbs. These sensors help with navigation and mobile manipulation. How does the mini cheetah work? It works on the first feeding the destination on its system to let the machine map out a simple route. Then it adapts its course as per the obstacles and the user movements. Just like a real assistance canine, the mini cheetah guides its user by means of a leash, which it can pull taut but also allow to go slack in order to better lead around tight turns. Has the mini cheetah been tested with blind or visually impaired people? Lee and his colleagues have successfully tested the mechanism of the bots with 3 blindfolded people around the obstacle path and enclosed narrow section less than a meter wide. The tight turn aimed at testing the machine's ability to divert without keeping the belt tight at all times, as the track was too narrow to fit the turning circle of both the robot dog and the handler together. How feasible is the mini cheetah? According to Lee, these types of robots are scalable and have immense scope in the near future. He says that these will definitely be feasible and lucrative alternatives to help and serve people when the hardware will become affordable. The team envisaged that in the future it could also be updated to sync with computer or smartphone calendars so that it could perform various other functions, like automatically taking people to their appointments by means of GPS navigation. The robot has the potential to cut down on the time and expense of training guide dogs, although they would lack the mental and social benefits of a real animal. The third Apple-related post on coolblindtech.com was March 29th. Apple Music adds Saylists to help people with speech-sound disorders. Apple has launched Saylists on Apple Music to help people with speech disabilities. Apple worked with Warner Music to develop the said Apple Music feature that will use algorithms to find songs with challenging lyrics and sounds. The purpose of Saylists would be to offer users songs that would have repeating sounds such as ch, g, Z, and others. This is because getting people with SSD to repeat hard and challenging sounds is one of the most successful therapeutic strategies to treat the disorder. The algorithm developed by Apple in collaboration with Warner Music will scour 70 million songs on Apple Music to find songs that would be helpful for users with SSD. As of now, the algorithm has selected 173 such songs, which include Lizzo's Good as Hell and Right There, Dua Lipa's Don't Start Now, and Fatboy Slim's Right Now. On Apple Music, if you search for Say Lists, then you will get dedicated playlists for the aforementioned sounds. For instance, there are Say Lists for Z Sound songs, T Sound songs, S Sound songs, and many other similar ones. The featured artists of these Say Lists include DJ Tiesto, Tones and I, Rihanna, Michael Jackson, Jack Black, and many more. Say Lists are available on Apple Music on compatible devices, so you can search for them on any of your devices that use for the streaming service. If you suffer from any kind of speech sound disorder, give these a listen once in a while. And the last piece on Cool Blind Tech today, the future of travel is here with robot suitcases, posted April 19th. The future of travel will include robot suitcases, but TravelMate goes well beyond that. It's more akin to a personal robot butler. Imagine a portable Alexa mixed with a robot and you get a TravelMate. How does the TravelMate robot suitcase work? The TravelMate robot assistant is a multi-purpose, autonomous robot that doubles as a suitcase. Its patented movement system allows the robot to follow you in various conditions. It works 24/7 indoors, outdoors, daylight, low-light conditions, and even in blackout conditions. This is because of a patented movement system which does not use camera vision. It can talk and is able to understand simple commands. It has over 17 million different LED color variations, something that makes it immediately stand out. If you're worried about losing it, then don't be, because it includes tracking through the TravelMate app. You can click on track in the application to see where your robot is at all times. If someone tries to pick it up, then it'll also lock its wheels to help prevent theft. What features are included with TravelMate? TravelMate uses a secure TSA standard Bluetooth-enabled lock. It has a low-energy Bluetooth 4.1 module, allows for a long-lasting and consistent connection. The battery that powers TravelMate can easily be removed and is charged with wireless technology, and can be used to charge almost all electronics through a USB port in a standard electrical outlet. All TravelMate models include a built-in scale that will accurately measure the weight of your suitcase's contents. You'll never have to worry about overpacking. The multicolored LED lighting signifies your suitcase's battery level, moving direction, and shows other signals. TravelMate includes a GPS chip that helps orient the suitcase and allows you to know the location of it at all times. You can remove the GPS chip and attach it to other things that are easily lost. Does it come in different sizes? And how much does it cost? The TravelMate S model is 21.7 by 7.9 by 15.7 inches, 55 by 20 by 40 centimeters, and is sized to comply with all carry-on specifications. This means that you can take it with you when you board a plane instead of checking it at the airline kiosk. The TravelMate S is $1,099. The TravelMate M model is medium-sized and is 27.2 by 11.4 by 19.3 inches, or 69 by 29 by 49 centimeters. The TravelMate M is $1,295. The TravelMate L model is 29.5 by 12.2 by 20.5 inches and the largest model. It's perfect if you're planning on a long trip or even for moving. The largest is $1,495 and won first place at the Innovation Awards. I ran out of time for this week's Innovation News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. It's available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.